What's my name?
Hey guys, it's me, Bevy J, and you're listening to Wait a Minute. Okay, now ladies, I have a treat for you. I have my homeboy, Big Rick, right here.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, the women out there?
Maybe some men too. Right? All right, so I just had to get a male perspective about this question. Rick, are you able to pick up when a woman has low self-esteem? Are you able to determine that?
Yeah, I can see it in a bunch of different ways. Mm-hmm. And I know this is not going to be popular when I say this right here. So, okay, women, strap your seatbelt on.
Oh, Lord.
Grab your kids.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Here's how it happens. It happens in a few different ways.
Okay.
So, first off, selfies.
But here's the thing.
In everything, you have to have balance. You have to have moderation.
Okay.
And I believe that some people, and I'm not talking about Bevy J, of course.
Okay.
The illustrious Bevy J, I'm not talking about her. But some people, some women, validate their self-worth through selfies. Through how many likes they have on Facebook. And really, you know what? And ladies, I'm not even blaming it on you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really going to go ahead and blame that on men, because you guys are doing that because we are not validating you as our women. We're not validating you, telling you how beautiful you are.
Wow.
We're not romantic anymore. So this is part of the reason why I kind of really have a passion about that and about educating men. On that.
Wow. Wait, what do you mean? Can we just dive in? Because what you just said, I appreciate you for saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Because nowadays, men are not honest with themselves. You know what I'm saying? It's just like we're so wrapped around today's society and the stereotype. And for what you just said, I hope it opened up so many doors and opened up so many people's minds, especially men, because like you said, you don't validate that.
Well,
you know,
I'm not here to try to alienate anybody from your podcast, but you know, I gotta say that for me, I come from Christian values. So, in that, I think what's one thing that we've lost as men, and the first thing we need to take, we trying to take, you know, all of these women, we're trying to take all of this money. Really, the first thing we need to take is responsibility. And I'm gonna talk about that in the book that I have coming out that I'm gonna be writing. But the first thing we need to take is responsibility for ourselves, for our finances, for our households.
Uh-huh.
Like, and again, to talk about from a Christian slant.
Exactly.
And this is not me. This is quoting Miles Monroe here. But essentially, people have used that whole man should not be alone thing, and they've stretched it way too far. If you look at that, what that's talking about, first, Adam had a job. That's the first thing we got was a job.
Drop that knowledge, boy.
So if your man ain't got no job, it's not gonna work out.
Wow.
It may work out temporarily. He might be putting it down in the what I call the four corners. He might be putting it down, but in the end, it's gonna be problems if he don't have no job. So first of all, you should have a job. Then God told Adam, like, name all the animals of the earth. He had creativity. He had dominion.
Speak.
So he had a job. He had creativity. And he had dominion over everything that he was doing.
Right.
That man shouldn't be without a woman.
Woo.
Means if you got a man that ain't got those three things,
woo,
he need to be alone.
Favorite.
Not messing with you.
Wow. I'm
sorry. I didn't mean
I'm
to like.
I'm speechless, y'all. Like, I
didn't mean to go that deep.
No, I need this, and they needed to hear this.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what does it mean? The days are gone when your father is looking at the dudes that come and date you, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that no more. So women have to fend for themselves. That means you guys got to get a backbone.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that I will say and blame on sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Is that small percentage of sisters that go for any damn thing.
Wow.
Okay. I don't even know if we can cuss on your podcast.
Yeah, you can cuss.
But
you can cuss.
Here I am quoting scriptures and cussing at the same time.
It be like that, but, though. Nobody's perfect. But
you got to stop. Women, please, please stop going for every damn thing. So, women, stop going for every damn thing that comes your way. And that's what I mean by it. Because, you know, when you do that, it creates a precedent for the man. Mm-hmm. So that makes it so that a man will go out and approach another woman, mm-hmm. your sister, mm-hmm. sideways. Mm. And that's what creates all of this. Because as a man, if one woman goes for it, right. we think maybe all of them might go for it.
Really? Wow.
I'm wow. just saying that's how it works.
Wow. So let me ask you this, okay? Going back to, you know, being able to determine whether a woman has low self-esteem and going back to you saying it was the selfies and all of that other stuff. So what about a woman that is broken? Yeah. Like how would you approach that? Would you even approach her?
So, you know, I can't speak for brothers all over the world, but what I'll say about myself is, like, you know, we have to remember ourselves. We got to consider ourselves, mm-hmm. meaning ain't none of us got all of our stuff together 100% exactly. of the time. And we all broken about or overs. Turn your notifications off before.
Oh, we still rolling. Come on.
So we're all broken or messed up about something. So my point to all of that is just that we got to deal with each other in kindness, you know. Mm-hmm. And it really is about, like, can you deal with that woman's level of crazy? Mm-hmm. I think the woman has to ask the same question about the man. Right. And then for me personally, it helps me when you know what your triggers are. Uh-huh. So that you know when you go off on me and it was wrong, mm-hmm. that it was like, it's because I triggered maybe something I said triggered some other stuff.
Right.
And you can come back and say, hey, you know, baby, that's my trigger. Uh-huh. I messed, you know, I'm dealing with that. I got that. I'm sorry. I can deal with that.
Can we get ourselves into that type? Like, relationships don't really do that though, right?
I think they can.
They can do that?
I think they can. Like, I think that I'm crazy enough to believe that there's got to be somebody out there mm-hmm. that communicates on a level like this. Mm. Relationships don't work unless you have a safe space right. to communicate. Mm-hmm. And that just means that I can tell you mm-hmm. about damn near anything, and you can tell me about damn near anything, and we don't judge each other. We take a look in the mirror first and try mm-hmm. to fix what's in the mirror first, and then we deal with what's without. A lot of people get defensive
right.
about things like that. When you're talking about communication and feedback, the first thing somebody want to do is get defensive. And then what did I learn from that? I ain't never coming to her right. again about anything. Right.
Exactly.
All she right. do is get defensive about right. it.
So then would you stand out and say, hey, look, would you be, I guess, the bigger person and say, hey, look, we need to squash this and we need to talk about this so that we know going forward? Or would you continue to have that attitude as like, I'm not going to talk to you no more, you know, but because of how you're going to react to me?
So if you react to me that way one time, mm-hmm. okay, whatever. And I tell you about it, mm-hmm. okay, whatever. React that way again, and it's hard to keep going back, like with anybody. It's hard right. to keep going back to that well when you ain't being hurt.